I bet you didn't know Jerusalem could see such massive protests. Today, it's happening. Tens of thousands of Israelis are protesting in Jerusalem, reacting to Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to resume war with Hamas and dismiss Shin Bet chief Ronen Bar. Protesters, including former top security officials and families of hostages, accuse Netanyahu of prioritizing political survival over national security. The main march has blocked Highway 1, leading to Netanyahu's residence. As tensions rise, both the government and protesters brace for what comes next. Stay informed and stay safe.
Now, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu is facing the heat after the state of Israel resumed large-scale bombings over the Gaza Strip. The Israeli media says that over 40,000 protesters packed the streets of Tel Aviv in protest against Netanyahu's government. The Israelis are accusing the government of abandoning the nation for narrow political interests.
Netanyahu and the government, no matter what they do, they're trying to prolong their grasp of the reins over Israel now, destroy all of its democratic foundation, and move away from the hostages, which is the main thing that's supposed to be on the table. Everything else has to be second stage to that.
Now, hundreds of demonstrators marched on a main highway towards Jerusalem. Protesters joined the motorway connecting central Israel and Jerusalem that was blocked for traffic by the police. The many also marched to protest Netanyahu's move to oust the head of the Shin Bet, the country's domestic intelligence agency. They say that sacking Ronen Bar, regarded as the gatekeeper, puts Israel's democracy into a peril.
Now the threat of sacking the head of the Shin Bet and the sacking of the government general solicitor, and that's for me is like they are very important people that have been there protecting our rights. So I'm out here to protest the potential dismissing them.
The demonstration was one of the largest against the Netanyahu government in recent months. Now, Israel's relentless bombardment over Gaza has also paved the way for the cabinet of the far-right politician Itamar Ben-Gvir, who has now returned to the office of Israel's national security minister. The move has sparked accusations that Netanyahu's administration ended the ceasefire agreement in the hostage negotiations to bolster Netanyahu's support with the far-right allies ahead of a key budget vote later in the month. The Israeli government, however, is denying these claims.
This is absolutely unacceptable. It is Israel and the United States that have greenlit a return to genocidal airstrikes after more than 2 weeks of a full, total siege.
Explain why we are here. Today the people who are not here, they should explain why they are not here. Everybody who is a human being should be here to stand on the right side of the history. And we as Jewish people, we are here to counter the Zionist propaganda lies that this is a religious war. This is a war between Jews and Muslims. No, this is false. This is Zionist propaganda. We lived in peace with the Palestinian people for hundreds of years till the movement of Zionism came in. So is this brutal occupation for over 76 years which is responsible for all this bloodshed?
Houthi Atupist readers in the UK capital protested against Israel's airstrikes on Gaza on Tuesday, March 18, calling for an end to the violence against civilians. The Israeli army pounded Gaza early Tuesday, killing at least 404 people, injuring hundreds, and breaking a ceasefire agreement that took effect June 1. Images showed the majority of the victims were civilians, including women and children, whose homes were bombed during the night. More than 48,500 Palestinians have been killed, mostly women and children, and over 112,000 injured in a brutal Israeli military onslaught in Gaza since October 2023. In November, the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister Yoav Gallant for war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. Israel also faces a genocide case at the International Court of Justice for its war on the enclave.
Because the genocide cannot be silent in the face of genocide. Free, free!
Continue killing as long as it meant. And mark my words, what will you do when the BBC tells you that this is a complicated matter? What